We see in today's scriptural readings that were proclaimed to us, you know, we can see first a clear, kind of clear connection between the first reading from Deuteronomy and the gospel. You know, we came back to the gospel of Mark for the past few weeks. We were reading the gospel of John. Connection is both are somehow talking about precepts, commandments, laws, in different ways, though. And the first reading, Moses is talking to the people. It is an important moment for the people, for their history. That's the people who were wandering or walking in the desert from Egypt after being freed from slavery in Egypt. And they are just about to enter the promised land, crossing the Jordan River and going to the promised land. Moses did not enter the promised land, but he is, because while they were walking in the desert, what probably believe was about 40 years, so many of the people who left after Egypt never reached the promised land. It was another generation, basically. Some of them who had never experienced slavery, and it's a big difference. But Moses is telling them, keep the commandments. That journey was not only a moment for the people, a moment of, okay, we have to walk, you know, 40 years was the time that they were walking, and, you know, the people of the desert. So they had their tents, so they would stay in a place perhaps for years, and then they would move to another place, and that's how they got, you know, to the point of entering the promised land. And that journey was, they were full of trials. We have seen some of those trials in past weeks and the readings. You know, they had no water, they complained. They had no food, they complained. And you know, anything they would complain, and they would reminisce the time in Egypt and so on and so forth. And also, that was the time when God, through Moses, gave them the commandments. The commandments, which was what would bind them together as a people. Commandment would not mean only laws that they had to follow. It meant much more than that. It meant their unity, their very, very identity. That's what would distinguish them. Basically, what distinguished them from other peoples was that they believed and professed their faith in only one God, while the other nations had many gods. You know, the god of, I don't know, they would follow basically nature, the god sun, the god moon, the god of the harvest, the god of the rain, I don't know. You know, they would have their gods, but the people of Israel, they would have the Hebrews, they would have their faith in only one God. The commandment was their clear sign of identity. So Moses is telling them, follow that. Do not add and do not subtract from it, from these laws. They keep it together. And that's the covenant. You follow the Lord will take care of you. Now, going a long time, few centuries ahead of the time of Jesus, from the time of Moses. Here we have Jesus saying, don't pay attention to all those, you know, small letters of the law, or those, you know, secondary things of the law. We see that some Pharisees came from Jerusalem and went all the way up to Galilee, to today, perhaps this journey would take 2-3 hours at most. It would take days from that time to go from Jerusalem in Jesus' time to go up. Most of people walk at that time, so they had to walk if they want to go to, you know, to travel such a distance that depends on the route they will take. Would be up to 150 miles, it depends exactly which place exactly. But they came, and the Pharisees, they were basically good people, you know, within the Jewish community. Of course, they had different groups, different, you know, some were more devout than others. And the Pharisees, they were so much devoted to the law that they would dedicate their life in studying that law and realizing that everyone would practice it. But as Jesus criticized them more than once, would say that we were worried about everybody else, but you don't look at yourself. And today they came and they are criticizing Jesus' disciples, saying they are not following the precept that you should wash your hands before each meal. Well, you don't need to be a Jew to know that. I think every mom and dad, that's what they tell their kids. And that's what we were told. You cannot eat unless you wash your hands. Of course, Jesus is not saying, oh, don't wash your hands. You know, you could say, yeah, that's a good case. You see, Jesus said, don't follow those laws. You know, you don't need to wash your hands anymore. No. There is a way of washing hands, and there is the ritual way of washing hands, which would mean they would necessarily have to wash up to the elbow, just beyond, you know, above the elbow. That's the ritual washing. Every time, you know, for some reason, like the, you know, doctors, and they have to wash. You know, they had, that's the ritual washing. Perhaps, I don't know what the disciples did. Maybe they did just as we do now. We wash like this, and that's it. No, so they didn't wash up to your elbows. That was the ritual washing. He said, how come they can do that? And it enumerates a number of rituals, you know, how they have to clean the cups and bags and kettles and, you know, even today, the Orthodox Jew, those are more, you know, following the law, they would never, you know, their utensils in the house, their kitchen, would be everything separated. They have a sink for washing some sort of dishes, for instance, that you deal with dairy milk and dairy products. They would have another sink, another set of cups and utensils to deal with meat. You don't mix them together for them. And Jesus is criticizing that. Is that really that important? Is that really essential? And when I was reading those, you know, today's scriptures, I was saying, where should we stand? Here we have Moses saying, don't add, don't subtract, follow this law, and you will be, you know, always remain as a people. And here's Jesus saying, you know, don't pay attention to what is secondary. Of course, from the time of Moses to the time of Jesus, oral tradition, you see what he said, as the elders used to do. You know, I said, oh, as they did, we should do. Many of those things, they were not even written. And some of them would be written, but, you know, they are comments on the law. They're not the law itself. So what I found beautiful today is in between these two, which is not really a tension because they are talking about the same thing, because in many other situations Jesus did not abolish the law. He said that clearly. He was just giving the right perspective. So don't lose yourself in details, you know, and then you forget what is the meaning of the law, which is to follow God, to love God above all things, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I think a good summary of between these two questions of Moses and Jesus today is what we find in today's second reading, the letter of James. So clear, so clear. He says, be doers of the word of God, not only hearers. Meaning, we can listen, we can hear the word of God how many times in our lives. We have been listening, perhaps since we were children. However, beyond listening that word, do we practice? Do we do? Did it become some action in our lives? Or is it just something that we listen to, we hear, and that's it? Beautiful words, but no, there is no translation into my doing, my daily life, the way I live. And he says that the religion, and the words is that the religion, the faith that will honor the Lord, is the one that will please the Lord, is the one that takes care of the orphan, the widow, the one in need. That's how we live the commandments. That's how we say it's not only word, you know. The Pharisees were so zealous, they were so much, you know, fixed in the idea, you cannot, you know, step, you know, even on a Saturday, you would count your steps because there was a certain number of steps that you could take to get to the synagogue and offer your prayer. Beyond that, you would be sinning because you should not work, so you should not walk excessively on a Saturday. And Jesus said, what is this all about? You know, sometimes we do have our laws, we do have so many precepts, and ask, why all this? Well, we hope that everything that is helping us to live, to be doers of the word, that our actions, it's like, you know, that even the children, when it's time for, you know, we're about to start religious education tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah. And be sure, one thing that we have to learn is the Ten Commandments. I think they still teach that, don't they? Yeah, we still teach the Ten Commandments. And we have to ask them. And if they don't know them, I don't know if they can receive their communion. If they don't know, do not know them. But, you know, you have to know so you can practice. We cannot practice what we don't know. Because I do believe one day when we will get, you know, into the gates of heaven, I'm not sure what St. Peter is going to ask us. But I kind of doubt that he's going to ask, what are the Ten Commandments? He could. And we can think, would I get in or not? Perhaps some of us know, because we wouldn't remember them. But it's more important, I think he'll say, did you leave your faith? Did you leave your life with those commandments, those precepts, as a guiding light, loving your father, loving your mother, loving God above all things, honoring the name of the Lord, not only with your lips. Did your life was a life that was inspiring to others? Inspiring, I mean, did they see a sign that, wow, this is great? And when we become inspiring to others, means, are we drawing other people closer to God? So how can I do that? You know, we don't need to do extraordinary things. I don't think Jesus is ever asking us to do that. He's just reminding us, don't get lost in details. Go to what is essential in your life. Love, respect, honoring each person, dying again as children of God, as brothers and sisters. This will tell if we are doers of the word of God or only we are hearers, only listening to that word, but that word has no effect in us. May this same word of God give us inspiration so that our lives, our choices, our options, the way we lead, the way we relate to each other, will translate the faith that we hear, we profess together.